Hello, and welcome to the Divorce Woman's Guide podcast, where we talk about the things us divorcees are thinking, but not always talking about, as we turn our divorce into the best gift you've ever been given. And I do so with a little bit of sass and a whole lot of class. I am your host, Wendy Sterling, founder of The Divorce Rehab. I am here to support you in this transition phase of your life so you can start your new, best chapter on your own terms. After all, that's what I did after my own divorce. And now it is my mission to change the conversation around divorce and help you see why your divorce, like mine, was the best gift you ever received. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. How are you doing today? I hope that you are having a wonderful day. I am excited to talk to you guys today about a topic and actually a question that I get asked all the time. And that is, are you happier after divorce? Or better yet, does divorce increase your chances of happiness? And I have a pretty strong opinion, as you guys know me to have. And that is that the divorce itself and the process is definitely not something that is going to make you happy. What will make you happy, what does create happiness, is what it is that you get to create, what you have control over creating after the fact. So the reason that I say that is because you have a choice in how it is that you think, how it is that you approach your divorce. Are you getting divorced because it was your choice? Perhaps it wasn't your choice. But regardless of whose choice it was or the reasons behind it, you do have the opportunity to create a better life after your divorce. And what I know to be true is that women actually tend to be happier after divorce. And that includes long-term happiness, not short-term, but long-term. Creating a new life after marriage is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Why? Because divorce is not an easy choice. It is a hard one. And if you give into the trauma and the emotional upheaval that is being caused without treating it, you aren't going to have the opportunity to rebuild your life. And so what I always encourage all of my clients, including every single one of you guys listening, is to choose to have an amazing life after divorce. And I wanted to share in today's episode with you guys seven reasons why I believe women are actually happier after divorce. So reason number one is that women are actually more likely than men to seek out support and community for the emotional trauma that they are experiencing. Now, traditionally, men try to keep it close to the vest, not all, but most try to keep it close to the vest when dealing with emotional upheaval, and they don't tend to reach out for support. So the amount of time that they spend in suffering is prolonged, and therefore the time that it takes to heal takes that much longer. And I'm not saying that women are stronger emotionally than men. What I'm saying is that women actually use and possess different coping mechanisms, different coping skills than men when dealing with emotional trauma. And so what ends up happening is that women tend to work on themselves before they jump into the next relationship, which enables them to really step into a new relationship as a better version of themselves, having learned a lot of lessons. So reason number two is that women actually have, as I mentioned before, we have some different coping mechanisms, right? So typically men look outward when seeking comfort from any type of emotional pain, whereas women, we tend to look inside of ourselves, right? We have those conversations inside of our head where we are thinking about the role that we played. We replay stories in our mind, right? How did I contribute to the demise of my marriage? And so what we put at the forefront is working on our emotional trauma. We kind of want to sort through everything, right? And we try to not tell those stories, but it's really hard because we've got those really loud negative critics in the back of our minds that are constantly having us replay our past. However, for those of you who have gotten to a place where you are deciding and stepping into changing your story, that is when you're able to really focus on your future. And that's something I work a lot on. It's the most common thread that I have with all of my clients is that every single one of them keeps writing these stories. And so many times I ask them, I'll say, guys, is this true? Or is this your story? There's always so many different perspectives and points of view. So allowing yourself to release your past, right? It's not about letting it go. Cause to me, that means forgetting it. Your past played a role into where it is that you are today. So that's why I always say, just release it. It gets to stay where it is, which is in the past, right? Untether yourself from it and start focusing on your future. So number three is that women actually tend to seek out new experiences after divorce. These are experiences that can enrich your lives, give you a sense of hope. How many of you guys love attending women's retreats? I happen to be hosting one in October. In Tucson at Miraval. So by the way, if any of you guys are interested and want to get some more information about that, please, please, please email me. But we tend to seek out new experiences because we are really seeking out new ways to nurture ourselves. As I said before, women tend to really seek out community. So for us, it's really about creating like a circle, a tribe, right? Women love to have a tribe of people who know what it is that they're going through and help them to see that they're not alone, right? Number four, we as women are more likely to prioritize our needs. Now, granted, many of us put other people first, but one of the things that I do know to be true is that we do put our physical health, our wellness at the forefront. And sometimes we need a reminder around that. However, there are times where, I don't know about you guys, but one of my saving graces when I was dealing with the trauma of my divorce was running. I needed to run every day. I needed it to think. I needed it to get the adrenaline moving in my body. And for me, prioritizing that time was really important to me because it enabled me to really help. It helped my mind to really sort through where I was, what I was doing, what was right, what was the right direction for me. So that for a lot of us tends to be a priority. And one that if you are not making a priority is an amazing, amazing way for you to invest in self-care. Number six is that we as women tend to have a strong sense of perseverance. So giving up is, we may think it's the easy way out, but what I know to be true is that resilience demonstrates our ability to get things done. And a lot of times, those of us who are the moms, we tend to take on, a lot of responsibility as it relates to the home and also as it relates to our kids. And I know that when I was presented with the opportunity of, being single and raising my kids, that it wasn't ever a question of, can I do it? Right. It was a question of what gets to happen. What does it get to look like? And I really relished stepping into that role and taking it on. The way that I describe it is, think back, you guys, when, you graduated from high school and you went to college and you were on your own and all of a sudden you're having to take care of yourself. And then you enter into a relationship and then you've got this other person and less time, what you saw as less time for yourself, right? Then you decide to get married and then you decide to have a baby. And in that process, you're thinking, oh my God, my life is so busy. How am I going to put a baby in this life? And then you figure it out. Same thing. You want to have a second child. Oh my God, where am I going to fit in a second child? So I say this because as women, we figure it out, right? We always figure it out. We approach it head on, and whatever the challenges are, we persevere through every single one of them. And lastly, number seven, women tend to be comfortable in our skin of being alone, right? So a lot of us don't mind spending time with ourselves. Sometimes it can be a little overwhelming. And I hear people say all the time, you know, their fear of being alone or they're tired of being alone. And that is a choice. Alone is a choice, you guys. It really is. You can choose to pick up the phone and call a friend and consciously choose to not talk about your divorce. You can turn on the TV and you can Netflix binge, watch. There's amazing new shows that are on. You can pick up a book. You could turn on music and have a dance party. You could do so many different things that we forget that we don't have to be alone. That is a choice. And when you understand that jumping into a new relationship is not the answer, then what ends up happening is that you start dating yourself. You start exploring what it is that you enjoy, things that you forgot about, things that you were never given the opportunity to explore. I don't know about you guys, but I completely lost my sense of self. I didn't have hobbies. I never felt like I had time to have hobbies. And while it was terrifying when I had my kids half the time, I also saw the beauty and the opportunity in being able to tap into my soul and to connect back with myself about things that brought me joy. And I was really conscious about making sure that I wasn't jumping into a relationship next, because I knew that there were things that I got to work on. I knew that my kids needed to have stability, right? And me jumping into a new relationship was not something that I could add to my plate by any means whatsoever. And I can sit here and tell each and every one of you guys that at the time, did I think divorce was the answer to my happiness? Absolutely not. Did I think during my divorce that it was the ticket to happiness? No, I was terrified. I kept wondering, you know, is this the right decision? Oh my God, what is this going to be like? And it really was not until I took the reins of my choices. I took the reins of what it was that I got to create, and to do so, not just unapologetically, but not having to ask permission. And at the end of the day, I believe that the ticket to finding happiness after divorce is really about you stepping into the land of being unapologetically you. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this week's episode. I always love hearing your feedback. Please be sure to share it with me. I answer and read every single email that comes in at wendy@wendysterling.net. I also would love to see you guys show up in my Facebook group. It is called The Divorce Rehab, and I appreciate you spending some of your time with me today. I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your day, sending you tons of love, light, and joy as always. Mwah. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. If you like what you hear, please share this episode with someone you know or spread the word on social media. This is how I reach more divorcees around the world and provide them with the support they need to create their next best life. And I would also love to continue the conversation with you. So please friend me on Facebook, join my private Facebook group, The Divorce Rehab, and follow me on Instagram @DivorceRehabWithWendy. I'll see you next time.